Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today is Friday, December 29th, and we're actually live today. I sound a little sick, but I'm joined once again by Kay Brandt.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, Kay. Somebody, I got a very complimentary email about you.
What?
From a listener. And they really love you. But he called you Kay Branch. So I had to straighten him out. But yeah.
I've had so many mispronunciations of my last name over the years. Yeah. I have even like on behind the scenes footage of women I hired who I was directing actually calling me Kay Brandit.
Really?
Or something else, you know, like, but that's a wonderful news.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, people like you and I like you.
Well, if only I could do this full time.
I know, that would be cool. But what I wanted to ask is, how was your holiday? Oh, by the way, guys, we have a full show today.
Yeah.
We've got some awesome guests. They've been here before, but they're always fresh with new stuff and that. So we'll get to that in a few minutes.
Super cool.
How was your holiday?
Oh, it was fabulous.
Yeah?
I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. I'm not a holiday lover.
Right.
I much preferred to have the non-attachment of having to have a Christmas, have a Hanukkah, have anything.
Right.
You know, like any holiday. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I always feel a sense of exhaustion in the last week of the year. We made it.
Well, yeah, but this is a time to be exhausted, right?
It was good, though. I rested.
Yeah.
And I was in San Diego visiting family. And the weather was stunningly beautiful. It was warm, and we played a little, worked on our putting game.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
we did a little light golfing. Yeah,
I know, we got
lots of drinking.
Like perfect weather out here, you know, to do anything you want, right?
To do anything we want.
Right. Did you ever live in San Diego, or did you?
No,
you just visit there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice place, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I've spent weeks at a time there. It's someplace I go every year, multiple times every year to visit family. But
right.
It's lovely. It's huge. You know, it's a giant city. It goes off from the mountains to the ocean.
Right.
So there's a lot to do. There's a wonderful zoo there, the San Diego Zoo. And then you've got the Safari Park.
Right.
Formerly known as the Wild Animal Park, I think.
Right.
And that's always cool if you want to do that. But
and
then there's SeaWorld. Yeah.
Right.
And beautiful beaches. And there's a beautiful aquarium there, the Scripps Aquarium. And there's just it's just a ton of stuff to do. It's amazing, California. You know, it's hard to even compare this state to any other state because it offers so much.
And we're so different.
So different.
So different.
I mean, from all the way north to south, you could drive the entire state and feel like you've been in several different countries.
That's true. It really is true. I mean, Northern California is very different from what we have here, you know.
Very.
People don't realize it. They think California is all like L.A.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of beautiful places to see for sure.
How was your holiday?
My holiday was good, also relaxing. You know, I enjoyed it. Enjoyed some time off where I don't have to think about work, you know. Because even when there's nothing happening, you don't really think about work.
Yeah.
But when I take a vacation and the business is still going, I'm still thinking about work all the time.
Me too.
Yeah. So this is a good time to really relax a little bit, you
for
know.
Sure.
Catch up, spend some time with family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. The only thing is, my dad's not doing so well anymore.
That's horrible.
I know. So, but at this point, you ask yourself, why do they still have to stay alive if they're not really functioning
this
anymore?
This is true.
So, but he's taken a turn for the worst the past couple days.
Oh, no.
That we've noticed. Yeah, he can't really focus and all that stuff. But I don't want to bum anybody out. It's just my dad. I mean, that's what I'm thinking about these days, you know? So I can't not think about it.
Honest admission.
Yeah, and it's tough. It's tough. You know, I'm constantly on the verge of tears. But you know, we like to talk about the good things, you know, and the past. And we were reminiscing and stuff, showing him some pictures. So it was cool, you know. I mean, I got to tell you this. We had somebody started like a old memories of Tel Aviv, right? Mm. That's where I grew up.
Right.
So people start putting all kinds of like pictures and remember this, remember that, and all that stuff. So somebody put one posted one picture of a cafe on the main street in Israel. It's like if you went on Ventura Boulevard, sat at a cafe on the sidewalk.
Okay.
And I'm looking at this. I'm going, wait a minute. The guy in the center of the photo is my uncle.
What?
From the 1970s.
And I recognized it. That's so weird.
Isn't it, though?
Yes.
I mean, I'm like, what the hell, you know? And I sent it to his daughter.
Strange.
I wonder if that created any problems, because I don't think it did. I mean, back then they were all hanging out.
But there's a lot of people in Tel Aviv.
Right, you know.
So what are the chances that your uncle was the person in someone else's photo?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So I showed this to my dad. He's like, he couldn't really figure out what he was seeing, but no, he realized what it was. He's like, how did you notice? I said, how can I not? You know, I know my uncle. So anyway, so that was it.
Strange.
Yeah. And also a couple of things in the news. I don't really care about it. There was a fire in New York. Did you hear about that one?
No.
A 3-year-old kid started fire in a stove. And 12 people are dead. So,
good Lord.
Yeah. And he was playing with the stove.
And unsupervised, obviously.
Unsupervised. So then he started screaming. I guess the mother heard. She grabbed the kids, ran out. But they're saying she made a mistake by leaving the apartment door open.
Oh.
So then all the smoke,
right.
You know, and they're saying the stairwell was like a chimney.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, some people died. They're saying it's the worst fire in New York in some, you know, 25 years.
That's horrible.
So, yeah, I mean, just imagine this. Is there like a worse way to die than by fire? You know, I mean, I'm sure there's a billion ways to die like shit. You know,
that's a pretty bad one.
Right.
You know, sometimes when I like to torture myself, I think about in the days of, in England or anywhere where they had witch hunts or they were burning Protestants or anything like that.
Right.
Excuse me, I got all choked up there. I think about that's a horrible way to go.
Slow
and miserable and awful. Unless it's a gigantic, you know, like a firestorm that comes through
true.
And it's like an instant explosion where it's just like seconds, only takes seconds.
Yeah, I don't think it does. Usually, like it's in the movie, you see them struggling for a while with the flames.
Well, it's
on
like
them,
that married couple that died, the seniors that died in Northern California earlier this year when we had the fires. And
I know. And I'm
they
even
couldn't get out of their house.
All the animals that died here in the fires, you
know,
like horses and shit.
What
are we talking about?
We're talking
about death all the time. Our guests are ready to leave.
I think it's something that happens. Like when we start talking, we like instantly, it's like it's like the old Jew and the old Italian in us. Like to talk about, you know, the things that are
that mean
painful,
something, right?
Yeah, the horrible. I feel like we're like my great grandmother and grandmother. That's like you and me right now.
Right,
sit
right.
around, sipping espresso and talking about all the horrible things that have happened through the generations, right? And somehow it makes you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it does. I don't know. But yeah, at least I do like, I have no problem talking about serious things where some people do have problems with that.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
So yeah, whatever, you know, but we try to make the show entertaining. So so we won't get into more death and fire.
Ugh.
All right. Well, we're going to bring in our guests right now because they have so much to offer that we don't want to waste any more minutes here. We're joined by the Sentimentalists, and these are Chris Mysterian and Steffi Kay. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us back.
Of course.
We
Hi, Chris.
Love coming back.
Yes, huh? And every
Absolutely.
Time you ask, I invite you with open arms because you guys are friends of the station, friends of family, of the show, and well, the family too. We have a radio family here. What the hell,
big
right?
Radio family just keeps
you can
bigger.
Join the family, no problem.
That's it. I'll be like cousinette.
Yeah, right.
I'll come in.
So
and
now you guys
use everybody.
So you guys are visiting from Canada. Steffi, where in Canada are you guys from?
We're from Toronto, Ontario.
Toronto. So you guys are English speaking for the most part.
We.
Mais oui. No. In that part of the country, do they still require you to learn French in school?
Yes.
They do, right? So they want Canadians to be at least dual multilinguists.
No. I mean, everything that you purchased has to have both official languages printed on the boxes.
Yeah.
Except in Quebec, where they only get French.
Oh, really?
But, you know, yeah. You don't speak French. I have been learning French, but God, I wouldn't be able to have a conversation.
I know.
My father's Moroccan, and he speaks French. That's his first language.
Ah, wow. Yes.
And I've been learning it lately, but just for my own interest, yeah. Not for any other reason.
There's an app called Duolingo.
Yeah, I was using that.
And me
then
too.
And then it sort of did something, and it erased my progress.
What?
Yeah, I was up to 70% fluency, and then I went to play with it the other day.
Yeah, right? How about
said,
you?
No, wow. No, see you later, buddy.
Wow.
So I flipped to Rosetta Stone, and I'm just going to take a class.
Yeah, I tried to do it with Rosetta Stone a few years ago, and I find it's hard.
You
have
to
work it every
has
single
to be every day.
Day.
Yeah,
you have to
remember these things, and mm-hmm. I forget a lot, you know. But with French, I took French for a few years in high school.
Really?
Yeah, because in Israel, you start taking English when you're 5 years. No, you're in fifth grade.
Wow.
And then if you do very well in English, you have the option of taking French too, which I did. So, I just love the language, you know. I can understand some, but to put a sentence together, very difficult for me.
Very
the
difficult.
Opposite.
Right? Yeah. So you can speak, but you don't
no,
understand.
No, I can't speak it. I can hear it and understand it. I
right.
was actually with my family, and we were all sitting around. It's funny because they were speaking French, and then I actually responded in English.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said to my Aunt Miriam, I said, well, now you know you guys can't talk about me behind my back. And she, without missing a beat, didn't even look up, went, we'll just do it in Arabic.
And Steffi, how about you? Do you know any French?
Very little.
Huh? So you guys can get on with your lives there without needing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Do you guys travel in Canada too, like other parts?
Yeah.
In your time. Yeah. So you guys are the sentimentalists, which... hints at the fact that you're mentalists,
mm-hmm.
right? And you guys have done some great things. They also invited us to the Magic Castle.
I would love to.
Yeah, and I went there for their show. It was amazing.
When was
it's
that
quite
was in
an
July
experience.
We were here.
I think so or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel had just started at the time. Yeah. So we went to the Magic Castle. They put on a great show.
Bet.
Have you ever been to the Magic Castle?
We were just talking about that before the show.
Yeah.
I've been there a couple of times. And last time I was there was in April.
Yeah. That's cool. But I had never been. So when you guys invited me, it was a big deal for me.
It's an awesome place.
Yeah. It really is. You know, if you like magic and all that stuff. So you guys are mentalists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us what mentalists are. What is it that you do, Steffi?
Mentalism. It's a type of magic. There's different types of magic. There's card tricks, sleight of hand, illusion. And we are sleight of mind.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. So you do misdirection with the mind too, right? Because magic is like what I hear all the time is misdirection. You look over here and the action's over here. Is that how you guys, is that the kind of magic you guys do?
We were actually just discussing that all magic, most of magic is misdirection.
Mm.
And that's...
Getting your attention somewhere else while you're doing something else.
You know, we were on Melrose yesterday and we saw a guy working a con, and he was doing the shell game with little caps.
Yeah.
And he was working a lot of misdirection. He had a Confederate that was with him. Multiple Confederates that looked like they were just guys off the street winning and losing money back and forth. And then he was conning people to come in, and they were betting $300 right on the spot and losing it. And, I lost the $300. And, you know, that's a form of magic. It's a bad form
of
magic.
It is.
But there's a lot of misdirection. And I was watching his hands, and he was palming that little pea. And, you know, you thought it was under one cap, and he's going to me, do you want to lift one? I'm like, hell no. I know what you're doing. I didn't say that, but we were standing there watching it as an entertainment.
I've seen a magician or two at the Magic Castle. Who their magic was so obvious.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, are they really trying to pass that off as a magic trick? Like, you can see the sleight of hand, you know? You can see how things are moving. And then I had one guy in the real small room that's when you walk in off to the left.
Sure, the Di Vernon
the stadium seating going up.
Oh, and the close-up parlor, yeah.
Yeah, the close-up parlor. Yeah. And it's cool. It's like a very intimate little room that has stadium seating and a small
area on the ground. Stage, that's the stage. Right.
Yeah, that's where you guys were.
Oh, we were upstairs in the parlor.
Oh, okay.
This room, I think that room holds about maybe 20.
Yeah, there's all different rooms.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and I've even seen a magic just kind of like a pop-up magic thing at a bar in one of the air. I think it was down below. I can't even remember, but it was at the bar, and suddenly a magic show started happening, and I just happened to be sitting there. You know, that was cool.
Yeah.
But that the slide, I've seen a magician actually, like, walk off, like, okay,
really?
There you go, bye.
Oh no!
And end his show abruptly, like, and like we all just sat there going, didn't it just start? Like, didn't he just? What happened?
I wonder if that's what we heard about. We're not going to get into that, but we heard a story of a magician who, after his first effect, just said "see ya" and walked off.
Yeah,
this
it was really like one thing, and then we were like, "Oh,
that sounds like you were at what we were talking with."
Wow. We were getting into the show, and then he just walked off the stage, and we all sat there going, "Is that done?
When
is it done?" That was in April.
Oh, we'll have to find that
out. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to walk out on you. So here's what we would like you to do. Steffi is going to turn away, and Sam's going to make sure her eyes are closed because she's been known to pee.
I am not known to pee.
She's
not been known to pee.
Thank you, Sam.
Oh, but all women do that, by the way.
Would you be so kind as to write down your New Year's resolution?
I don't have any.
Write anything, something you want, maybe.
Something you want.
Yeah. Something
anything
like that.
At all. It doesn't
okay,
matter what
so,
it is.
So Chris has
a blindfold.
He can't see anything, and Steffi's turned away. Her eyes are definitely closed. So they can't see anything that we do. And Kay, you're writing something down.
Have you got it done? Can you pass it to me, please?
Okay.
And then the second thing I want you to do is there's another piece of paper there.
See it. I got it.
And
now what?
I want you to write down the name of your favorite celebrity. Anybody in the world living or no longer with us. Oh. And I want you to...
It can be someone historic or fictitious. It doesn't necessarily have to be a singer or an actor.
Okay, but try to think something really obscure. And let's make it difficult for Steffi.
Well, damn it. I wish that I had heard Steffi's remark before I wrote down my answer.
No,
but there
it's
you
okay.
go.
It's okay.
Okay, all right.
It can still be a million
I'm
things.
Getting a little high off of this marker.
Really?
Would you like to take a hit off of it, Sam?
No, that's the secret. Okay, can you put those away so there's no way we can see them when I take this blindfold
yes.
off?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Right. Okay.
Steffi,
took his blindfold
turn
off.
Open your eyes.
All right. Now, everybody's eyes are open. All right. You put away the cards, right, Kay?
I'm sitting on them.
Oh, wow. Then they can't see them.
No, we can't see them. Unless we have x-ray goggles.
Yeah, right.
By out of the back of a comic book. Let's make this happen. Concentrate. Look, not everyone would pick that because it's not a resolution.
Right.
Mysterion.
Keep mentally putting it in her mind.
No.
Perhaps, you know.
Okay.
Keep sending it into her mind.
I think you want to focus on more creative endeavors next year, and I think I'm starting to sound like the psychic next door.
Yeah, a little bit.
Talking about it.
I think you'd like to record, make more movies.
Wow, that's gotta be right.
That's really
right?
Weird.
Is that,
really?
Is that
they
you
must.
Wrote on the
they
paper?
Must.
And they don't
must
know
have
you.
Some. They must have some like communication device.
Okay.
Well, whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
No. There are other acts on the planet. Fantastic acts. And the truth is,
Mysterion. No, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Hedda Hopper?
I'm not Hedda Hopper.
No,
I'm not going to spread gossip. But there is no technology in our show whatsoever. There are no
that was
Bluetooth
very good.
Pens. Okay, try the celebrity.
Okay,
I just
yeah,
want
let's
you to think of
celebrity.
That name. Well, here. Would everyone know who it is?
I
want you to imagine what the person
everyone.
Looks like.
Well, like, is it like a general? I mean, someone known.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
She would know.
Of John Stewart.
Keep focus.
No, but that's what makes me wonder how they're getting this information.
Okay. Keep sending it into her mind.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Look, I've decided I don't want to know how they do it. It doesn't matter because it's entertainment.
Absolutely.
And I like it.
But I'm a skeptic.
Can you look her direction, though?
Thank you. James Stewart.
Bam.
Okay.
James Stewart?
Yeah.
Who's James Stewart?
Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart.
Famous actor. James Stewart.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jimmy Stewart. Thanks. Yeah.
From back in the day.
Yeah. That's right. I remember him.
A Christmas Carol. Christmas Story.
No. Miracle on 34th Street.
No. It's A Wonderful Life.
It's A Wonderful Life. Listen to us.
That's what
we just had Ralphie and every Christmas movie imaginable.
Wow.
And I didn't get any of them right.
So they got it right.
You got it right. Absolutely.
She got it right. Wow.
See, you guys were talking. She was picking up. And I could see how you could see that. It's a similar sounding name.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. But it's cool. But the thing is and that's one thing, like I told you before, because you're always curious. You're always like, how do they do that? But if you know, you know, it's like, just like I just saw the movie, and that's why I thought it was so coincidental that you guys came up this week and wanted to come up, because the other day I saw the movie Now You See Me.
Right.
Have you seen that,
Kay? I haven't.
You've got to see that movie. It's about magicians that, like, they're great. And one of them is a mentalist, Woody Harrelson. And I was thinking, so they're showing you the misdirection, the things like that, and all that stuff. And that's what I liked about it. But once you know how they do it, it's not magical anymore.
No, but it means that I could do it too. And I'm always looking for another job, you know?
Right?
Always
you
looking for another way to make money.
No, you can do it too. They said
sometimes you'll see an act, like, you know, it's frowned upon, but you'll see an act like Penn and Teller who are showing you how it's done. And it's even more impressive because then they're going to dupe you at the end.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a fun thing.
Yeah,
because they come from the stance of being skeptical from the get-go.
Yeah,
of their own and of magic in general, which I think
and
makes
we're
them
definitely skeptics of our own work. Yeah. I mean, we're not even here, believe it or not.
Right?
It's just a projection.
Yeah.
But, so interestingly, I wanted to ask: were you guys separately mentalists before you met each other, or did you meet each other? One of you was doing this, and the other one wanted to join. How did it work?
Yes, the latter actually. Mysterion was performing for 15 or 16 years before I showed up, and then I was doing vintage clothing and art before. Yes, so 2 years ago we started doing this, and it's just been nonstop ever since.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And Steffi's so striking looking, you know. You always
gorgeous.
Look so nice and stuff. You know, is that like a leftover from your years in the...
from all the vintage, yes. Yeah. My coat is 1920s. And
how did that happen for you?
Wow.
The vintage?
Yeah, were you just drawn to it, always drawn to it?
Yes, I love it. I never met my grandmother, and I just feel very connected with her, and I don't look like anyone else in my family, but I look just like her.
Wow.
And we even draw the same, so much so I actually opened up one of my mother's antique books and I looked at it and I saw there were pictures of pinup girls drawn inside. I draw pinup girls, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And so I'd seen the pictures and I went, oh no, my mom's going to kill me. Like, I've drawn pictures in her antique book. And then as I'm going through, I see there's a picture of a man drawn in there. And that's when I knew it wasn't my drawings, because I don't draw men. So I couldn't have drawn that. I took the book to my mother. She goes, this is your grandmother's drawings. They were so similar.
Wow.
I couldn't tell the difference.
Wow.
They were the same person.
That's
Maybe that's genetic.
You know? Maybe it is. Or just your soul is stuck a few years ago.
And those type of things skip a generation. You see it mostly in bigger families where there's lots of kids. And one kid doesn't look anything like the parents, but looks a lot like the grandparent or the great grandparent.
I am the only kid. I am that one kid in the big family in a family of three.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Very cool. How about you? Do you have siblings?
No. He has his parents stopped at perfection.
Oh. Whoa.
There you go.
Please.
I need to remember that
line.
Jeez,
someone wants a raise.
Yeah. Exactly.
I have three sisters, half sisters, and one of them came out of the woodworks a year ago. It was she's a woman, has a family of her own, and my father saw a young lady in the early 80s, and the woman had a baby, and there was no connection.
Whoa.
And 35 years later, kapow.
Kapow.
Here I am.
Oh, wow.
And now they're friends, and my father's a grandfather now, and because she has kids, and And yeah, she just had a son about 6 months ago who I haven't met yet, but I met her other two kids when we were at the fair in Toronto.
How weird, huh? I mean, suddenly you're like,
and it was weird because it's like, hold on a second, you're my what? You're my sister? And people didn't think I was telling the truth. Yeah, meeting her for the first time.
You're an uncle.
Yeah, I'm an uncle. I get to noogie kids and steal their candy.
Oh, tell them about your interaction with the children.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about the coughing, by the way. I'm, like, still sick. I'm trying to mute my mic, but it's...
The two kids were naturally skeptical of me. Just so much so that the, you know, the little boy was giving me the look and the girl was like, whatever. You know what I mean? Hey, yeah. I want to try something with you, Sam.
Yeah, yeah,
go ahead. Remember these? Remember when you go to the library in school and you have to write down your name on the borrower's
card? Yes, like yellow
cards,
yeah.
Yeah, so there's a couple of library cards that we got when we were at the library in Toronto. You can see, you're looking at these here, you can see that all those books are different.
Yes, yes.
And what I would like you to do, you can see they're all different, right? There's my favorite children's story. Salem's Lot by Stephen King. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Okay. So they're all
different.
So you
got actual cards from the library.
These are actual cards from the library.
Oh, wow.
And what I want you to do is I want you to cut them in half.
Okay.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Perfect. And now whatever one you've cut to, I want you to take it, but don't let Steffi see.
All right.
Tell me what you're sensing.
Okay, well, I see a name.
They always pretend like she doesn't know anything, right? She's like...
She doesn't. She's over there.
No, but go ahead.
I see a name that begins with the letter A. Does that mean something?
You know.
With the letter A...
I see... Wait. No, that's... Is it Isaac? Isaac? With an
there
I.
is an Isaac here. Isaac?
Is that one of the borrower's names?
No.
It's the name of the author. And the it's A that the I'm author. Seeing... The A that I'm seeing is actually the last name of the author.
Right.
Is the name Isaac Asimov?
It is Asimov. Isaac Asimov.
And the
let's
I
see if she
I'm
can
seeing,
figure out the book.
The I that I'm seeing isn't just Isaac. It's iRobot.
iRobot it is. Wow. There you go.
Let
okay,
see
they
that.
Deserve it.
That is exactly.
That's what she described.
Very good.
And I got these from the library when we were there, and it's fun because there's so many different books that you know you can read.
It
and
could
know.
Be any.
Could
it
be
could
any.
Be any, yeah. Unbelievable.
Very
unbelievable.
Cool.
Unbelievable. Yeah, even Isaac is misspelled down there, by the way. Maybe that's the way he spells it.
Maybe. I don't know. How would you spell it?
I think Isaac is two A. Isn't it Isaac? I-S-A-A-C?
P-A-U-L. That's how I would spell Isaac.
P-A-U-L.
What?
Paul? Paul? That's how
I'm
you
just,
would spell Isaac?
I'm just trying to
what
confuse the
here?
Listeners.
Yeah, he's confusing everybody.
Listen,
confusing
they're very confused
too.
In general because they have no idea what you just did because they can't see it. And Sam and I did not describe what these library cards look like. Or this
no,
stack.
We did. We did describe what the
okay,
cards look
right,
like.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've never gone to the library, you wouldn't have any
right,
this is old school. Books. This is all.
Oh, that is fair. That's my generation.
Can I see your phone for a second?
Sure.
Can you open it up to a photograph of something, anything at all? But don't don't show Steffi what you've picked. It. Just show me.
Yeah, she can't see. Steffi definitely can't see. And let's see. You're going to be blown away.
Just send
away
that into her mind.
It's the photo you just took of us.
Yeah, see, that was
really?
Obvious.
Show us another
whoa.
Photo of anything at all on your reel, maybe from the holidays.
Yeah, give me a second.
Or
give
maybe
me a
last
second.
Thursday.
Okay,
no,
okay,
don't show
okay,
us that.
Okay, okay.
But look how quickly she knew that.
You know, it's actually really interesting. I started to just close my eyes and not use a blindfold.
Uh-huh.
About, when was that? That was at the Magic Bash on April 1st of this year. It's still this year. Mm-hmm. And we actually had one of our dear friends, our dear late friends, Eugene Berger. And he told us that we shouldn't use a blindfold and that we should only, I should just close my eyes. And I
right.
shouldn't even turn around. I should just close my eyes.
Well,
really?
It's better for
the
makeup
the blindfold
anyway.
Thing.
Blindfolds mess up makeup. And look how beautiful her makeup is.
Right. What are you saying I am? I had the blindfold on earlier.
Well, let me tell you, I wasn't wearing fake eyelashes before when I had the blindfold. You're all over the place.
Right.
And we're looking at an image?
This is it. Right.
Even I can't see it, folks. Only Kay and Chris know it.
Just focus on that image. You know? Keep looking at her. Miss Kay, I really want you to think of what it is.
Okay. I'm really thinking about it.
He's talking about her. She's Miss K.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, she's Steffi K.
This is what gets confusing.
I thought he was talking to me. I thought he was being polite.
May I open my eyes?
You may.
I think it's a meme. Does it say something? Is there words there?
There is.
Is that okay? So that's what that is. I think it says failure.
Just send over what it is. You know? You got it?
It's a sign, right?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
It's a sign. It's not from another planet.
No, it's like a sign, and it says like an actual. It's not, way to make it. I don't know how to explain this. I want you to think of some colors that are associated with this.
Okay.
Send them over with your mind.
Concentrate. You understand she can't see that?
Well, I'm good. Well, however this is happening.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Miss K, concentrate.
Open the phone. I think... Up. And there was a color I'm seeing there.
Okay. Okay.
Think of the color.
Okay. Red... But is that just because I'm seeing failure? Failure, stop, failure. No, it is red. It is red.
It is red.
Is that a muscle man?
No.
I know what you're seeing. I'm going to swipe over here. There we go. That's what it is right there. It's a big red sign, Museum of Failure. And what I want you to do is I want you to tell me right now. You see that?
Uh-huh.
This idea?
You just got to tap
right.
Once.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
What's that?
Cars.
Oh, you want me to say it?
No, she just told
me. Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah.
She's not even looking at it.
I wouldn't swipe through my photos so liberally. Like,
I do this all the time.
No, dude,
and we see
really?
So
I'm
much
serious.
Stuff.
Not on her phone.
Not on my phone.
We see so much stuff. Don't you worry. But right here we have something, and I want you to tell me what that is. Try that. Now, you know, keep looking at what that is.
Okay.
And before we continue.
Mr. Aaron, interesting.
I really want you to think of what it is, okay? But don't say it.
I'm not going to say a word.
Is this something to do with food?
Well, yes, it is.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty cool
right.
out of anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I seeing a bottle?
Yeah, you are.
But it's not like you wouldn't drink this.
No.
Well,
you mean
you wouldn't straight up drink this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you would.
You might.
No, you would. There is something in this picture that is in a bottle that is drinkable.
But the main focus of the picture, that product was in a bottle before it landed right
okay,
there.
Okay,
I think
okay.
Is that an olive branch? An oil? Oil. It's some sort of oil.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's basically just oil on a plate.
Oh, it's... can I say it now? Or does she need to figure out the rest of it?
No, we got it. I mean, I just told her what it is.
It's olive oil and vinegar mixed together on a plate with a piece of bread. But there is a bottle with Prosecco in it.
I didn't even see
that's
that.
That's the bottle. That's
how there is a bottle.
So you took a picture of your food or something?
Last night. My meal last night in downtown L.A.
Oh, that is the most common thing that people take photos of is their dinner.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it is.
But listen, and I'm constantly looking. I don't see anything out of the ordinary that they do, like... signals to each other or anything. I'm telling you, the eyes are closed. He sees what he sees.
Yeah.
And he's like the conduit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yes, very, very fun.
I always ask you to do the one where you tap her on the back.
Okay,
can you do that
don't
again?
Don't say a thing, okay?
Okay, I'm not saying
don't
anything.
Give her any, and
because I still don't know how they do it. Right?
Put down your phone.
Put down my phone.
Yeah, and if you could film this, I think that would be beneficial. So she knows that we're not... coursing around and lying.
Shit.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Open my eyes.
Close your eyes.
Close my eyes.
Yeah.
I want you to think of Sam, but don't say anything, okay? Sam, I want you to watch what Steffi's about to do.
Right.
What did you just feel?
Who you're talking to?
You.
A tap on my back.
Wow.
Show me where.
Right in the middle, right here.
Open your eyes. that was filmed. Was I anywhere near
Sam? No, he was not near you.
Oh, who was I tapping?
You were tapping Steffi on the back, and you felt it.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay, I've seen that before,
me
and
too.
I swear to you.
She filmed it. Yeah,
she filmed
it
too,
cool.
So you can see.
That's
you
cool.
Know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, she wasn't, you know, he tapped her on the back. You felt it. That still blows my mind.
Yeah, I saw that on David Blaine Street, the Street Magic mm-hmm. guy.
Really?
He did a whole thing with celebrities. He went to the houses of
Harrison Ford, Will Smith, and
his wife Jada.
Jada Pinkett.
Yeah, and their kids, and he did all of that where they were touching. Where one was, oh, I felt you touch me on the shoulder or something like that. He's like, I didn't even move my arms at all.
Yeah,
you know, like. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Very cool. So tell me something. Do you guys really research some of the previous magicians that came before you and things like this? How it evolved and you know magic and for entertainment for whatever?
Yeah, actually, it's interesting because we do, but a lot of our effects are made by us.
Original.
Most of them, actually. I would say like 95% of what we do. It would be we throw things in there that are, you know, maybe homages to something that someone else would have done, but everything that we're doing is mostly because we're coming up with it together.
Right.
I mean, I'm new to magic. I am quite new to magic. Like 2 years is not a long time
not
to
a
be
long
a
novice.
Magician.
You're still a novice.
Yeah, and
you're doing very well.
Yes. That's just her focus and dedication is 24/7. So
it's unbelievable.
And so a lot of the things that we're creating together are not because I have magic background. It's because I'm like, how are we going to solve this problem? It's all puzzles. For us, it's all puzzles.
How
are we going to come up with solutions to this? And I'm not, I do research, but I research the things I like. It's not necessarily things that are useful for us.
Right.
And
no,
it's
I
a
mean,
real
that's...
useful approach. I mean, when I was entertaining solo and I was trying to come up with an idea, if somebody said, you know, we have a company party and we want you to do something that is geared towards the theme of, let's say, computers. Let's say it was a computer company. And I would look up magic that was related to computers. And so I would find other things and then sort of try to make them my own. But what ended up happening was I was just taking ideas that were already out there, putting a little spin on them, and they were great, but they weren't special. When we're able to come at this from a point of view which is almost a virgin point of view, where you're not emanated by this knowledge of all these past magicians who have done what you're doing, you're not going to fall into that trap of... you know, just basically copying.
Right.
And so she can come at this and go, why don't we do this with a calendar and we do this and we do that? I can come at it and go, well, I know these ideas exist. Well, why don't we kind of come up with our own idea as well? Because you've come up with an effect that's never been done.
Wow.
So for, you know, in this case, I have a little calendar. And if you could just open it up to any day of the year, and there's all sorts of things written on these dates,
okay.
And they're all different. You can see
all
that.
Right.
And if you would open it up to one of the dates, and I'm allowed to look, and I am also going to state that I have a pack of cards that are just sitting there
cards.
The whole time. Now, show
yes,
me the date.
Yes, the cards
that
are
you
inside
picked.
The box, though.
Show me the date that you picked. Just point to it. Well,
I think that this has something to do with people and not just people but people maybe a club or and something to do with the sky. Is it maybe the Stargazers Club?
Yeah. What?
Tell me what does that say? Say what
to
that
me?
Says.
You want me to say astrology?
Astrology
club.
Astrology
okay.
Club.
And it, and
great
then
work.
And then in
what
parentheses it says
pick?
To bring the
did
telescope.
is that soon? Right? January? January 8th.
Okay.
Okay, now let me show you something. Steph, let me show you something. All of these are different. You can see that. Every one of them is different, okay? But if I go to January 8th, in the second calendar that is on the front end of this booklet, there's two calendars in here. There's a day planner, which is what you opened, and then there's an actual old school calendar.
Right.
And if I go to January the 8th, there's a card written underneath. What does that say, Sam, right under the 8th? Say it out loud.
Clubs.
Yeah. Okay, now, folks, I'm going to take out this pack of cards. I want you to watch carefully. I'm going to turn them over. I'm just going to find the two of clubs. It's in here. There's nothing special about that because that's all we're doing is fanning through a pack of cards and finding the one that landed on your... But can you tell everybody what color these cards are, please?
They are red.
And what color is the two of clubs?
It's blue.
Whoa, it's blue. Wow.
That could have lined up with the date that you picked.
That's, yeah.
I'll That's give that impressive,
applause.
Right?
I'll give that applause. Yeah.
That's impressive stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, so you do shows at the Magic Castle and everything, but you also do like...
We're back in Burbank on February 2nd.
Beautiful
at
Burbank.
The Mystic Museum, which is the Ouija board museum.
What?
It's a wonderful space.
And really? Well, there's a reason for us to go.
The talking board. I mean, I love campy, you know, spiritualism, and it's just so hokey. But it's fun, and I love the art behind some of these boards. I mean, some of these pieces are beautiful. And there's a whole museum dedicated to this, and he has one of the largest collections in the country. And so Steffi and I were in there in September.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Oh, yes, September. We were there in September.
And we did a spooky show, and now we're going to go back in, and we're going to do a pseudoscience mind-reading thing February 2nd. So if anyone's interested to come in and see what it is that we do, that's a great opportunity. And then we have other events that are planned for February. We're here for 3 weeks in February with events on Hollywood Boulevard at the Beetle House. We're doing things there. We have a stage there that we perform on.
Wow, so you guys are having a lot more presence than the first time you were here.
Yeah.
Obviously you're doing the footwork.
You know? Yeah, we're pushing it and we're doing quite a bit and we have
And
some
you guys also do like corporate things.
Absolutely.
And stuff.
Oh,
so
that
people
would be
can
fun.
Bring you people can bring you to private events and things.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you're looking for something at an event, we do honestly I kid you not, when I've been doing this for years. And I've been busy at times. I think we broke a record. We from December 1st until we left, we landed here Christmas Day, and we did 43 shows.
Yep.
Really?
The first.
There could have
Christmas
been another
Day.
Give or take, not give or take. It's more just given there because we would get last minute bookings, and we were doing so many that we kind of just
we didn't
really
even
like this month. You mean?
Yeah,
December,
from the
right?
1st of December to the 25th, there were 43 shows that
we did.
Wow!
Congratulations.
We'd tell people we're like, oh, we're going to be performing at the castle, so they'd say, oh, you mean part of the 43 shows that you're mentioning are at the castle, and we're like, no, that's
18.
Before
another 18.
Whoa. And don't you need time to rest your mental
space. Oh. Why don't we go full circle and bring it back to the beginning of the show? I'll rest when I'm dead.
Because I feel like I need to take a nap after I've just like tried to figure out a phone call with my mother, let alone what they're doing, reading minds and interpreting.
We
24/7.
Love doing what we do, and it doesn't.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It
you know. So, how can people find you if they want to hire you or come to see you?
Many ways.
Your upcoming events.
Okay, the most efficient and easiest way is to just concentrate real, real hard. And
right.
Steffi will pick it up.
Mysterion, don't say that. I get weird Instagram messages when you do that.
That's true. You can go on. Line and find us on our website, which is thesentimentalistsmagic.com.
So sweet.
And, yeah.
You guys
and if you guys don't remember that, just put it in Google, the Sentimentalists.
Yeah,
they'll come up.
Yeah. It'll
spelled
come up.
Like it sounds.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's
on
really
Instagram,
cool.
it's at thesentimentalistsmagic. And on Facebook,
pretty
the Sentimentalists.
Cool.
It's pretty
wow.
obvious.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, congratulations to you on everything.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, I'm really happy. Thanks. Always excited when you guys come into town and stuff and visit us. So your next show is when?
Tonight.
So people can go tonight. Three shows
well,
tonight.
Well, to
at
get
the
in, you have to have a magician member.
Right. Somebody invite
in
you. So you don't want to care. You don't
if
want
you know
to bring
somebody
people
who's
there.
A member at the castle and you want to use that opportunity,
right.
It'd be best to get on that right now because it's going to be a full house tonight.
Right. But if not, then they can go to the Burbank one to
in
see
February,
you.
Absolutely.
When is that's early February?
February 2nd.
Wow. So you guys are here for a while.
We're going home and coming back because
okay.
We're in New York and then we got to do some things in Toronto and we have an amazing performer from LA named Mosh. She's a model and a performer and does all these wonderful things. And we have her coming to Toronto on the 20th.
Cool.
And then we're
and
coming.
John Armstrong.
And John, oh my gosh, John Armstrong is
leave
one
John Armstrong
of the
out.
Best
Who do you think
magicians
you
you'll ever see. He was on Netflix on the Magicians program and we had the pleasure of meeting him the last time we were in town and we are bringing him into Toronto to do lectures and this sort of thing for the back end of the magic world and then a big performance in Toronto. So and we're upset that he's on, I mean, good for him, he's on a cruise right now. We thought we'd be able to see him when we were in town.
Yeah, I saw a pretty good magician on the last cruise I was on too, and it's one of those things where you're just like, what the, you know, there's some where you're like, okay, I can figure that out, then the other magic tricks where you're just like, there's no way I can figure this out. I can't, not even in my most like,
I know. No, and that's the thing, you know. I mean, just be entertained. Think about how they do it. But like I said, I don't want to know how they do it because every time they reveal a magic to me, not the sentimentalist, but like on Facebook sometimes,
right.
All these things, it's like, oh, is that all there's to it? You know, it's not. So I like to be fascinated by the magic.
Right.
You know?
It's on the same lines as finding out that there is no Santa Claus.
Right. But do you guys get...
So every time I say that, somebody always does that.
No, do you're not getting any gifts next year, I'll tell you that.
That's all right.
Tell me something. Do you guys... do you guys have to deal with people constantly bugging you about how do you do this? How do you
well,
do this?
Well, you're, no, you
it's
know,
fine.
It's
That's
fine.
Part of the job.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And what do you tell them? Well, we can't tell
we
you.
No,
right?
We have a line, actually.
Yeah, really?
Steffi, can you tell them how you do it?
Oh, Mysterio, I never even says that line.
Please, no. She does it well. I always like, can you keep a secret?
Yeah.
So can we.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. That's
little stock.
No,
piece.
Well,
I like that. That's funny.
We like to say that we're performers at the Magic Castle, and they've put chips in our brains.
Yeah.
And if we say anything, they'll give us a mild electric shock.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why Mysterio
shut you down completely.
Somebody is watching us at all times.
Right. Until one of the men
Santa
in black
Claus.
Find you and
no
come
Santa
pick
Claus.
You up.
Right.
Yeah.
But did you hear they're starting to implant people with chips? Like there's a company that the employees agreed to be implanted with chips, so they don't have to use like key cards and IDs and stuff. But
I was thinking I don't have to open another bag of Lay's ever again.
Well, probably, yeah. Probably
do
one of those
Lay's
as well.
Too?
I don't know. Do you have the Lay's here?
Yes, we have.
We have Hostess. You guys have Hostess?
Yeah, we do.
Unfortunately.
Because
like, that's not anything that has a shelf
chips.
Life past nuclear war.
Oh,
yeah, we have Hostess chips.
Yeah.
Oh, chips. Okay.
Yeah.
We have Hostess cakes.
We have Hostess ketchup.
Yesterday,
chips.
I went to the Museum of Failure, which was one of the pictures that she had guessed, right?
Wow.
Downtown LA.
Yeah.
And it's has some very interesting artifacts in there that have all been failures from big companies, small companies.
This sounds like something
over the decades. And I am almost ashamed to admit that I owned at least five of the items that were in the Museum of Failures.
Give me an example of one of these items that would be in this museum.
Oh, laser discs.
Of course. There we go.
A doll by the name of Growing Up Skipper,
I love
which
the
I had
up
in the
Skipper.
She
goes through puberty.
Well, you turn her arm, you rotate it forward, she grows boobs. You rotate it back, the boobs go away.
I see.
So it was sexualizing a Barbie doll in a way that had never been sexualized before. Like, oh, when you grow up, you get boobs. That means that your little brother really likes playing with Growing Up Skipper too.
That's
right. So that you know, but I had that, and I never thought anything weird about it until I saw it at the museum yesterday. But there was also, you know, Colgate. Colgate was making frozen food at a time. Could you
That's
imagine
right.
getting Colgate's lasagna, frozen lasagna?
Yeah.
Does
I knew
that sound good to you?
No,
I
not
mean,
at all.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. And there
For
was
that
many
minty
other
taste.
Okay,
Colgate
do you remember
lasagna.
This? Olestra. Does Olestra ring a bell with anybody who might have been watching their weight at one point, but they still wanted to eat the Pringles?
Oh, wow.
I don't
so
this.
It was a fat.
Well, guys, we got to wrap up.
Oh,
though.
I'm so sorry.
We can go. No, I mean, we can go reminiscing all day and stuff.
Oh,
but
yes.
So, but ironically, the Museum of Failure is successful.
Yeah, there you go.
And somebody actually said that yesterday, and I was standing in a long line to get in, and somebody
really?
Said, yes.
I never heard of that, but now I want to check it out.
It's fun. It's small. It's real small, and it's really? $15 to get in, so you decide whether or not it's worth it, because it's like 5 minutes, you
I think
know?
It's always worth
but
it.
But yeah, but it was cool. It was a fun thing to do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, the Sentimentalists, Steffi, Mysterion, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You guys are amazing.
Love
you know
in.
You always come and
you know we'll
welcome
be back
anytime.
In about a month.
That's
yes.
cool.
And everybody, if you want, be prepared to see them in February out here. They're amazing. You want to see them in person for sure. Kay Brand, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
All the best. Everybody have a great weekend and also Happy New Year, right?
Spend the weekend. Spend the New Year weekend. Spend New Year's Eve reading my books and watching my movies.
There you go. Kay Brandt, it is. Find her everywhere. And we'll see everybody here next week.
Okay. Yeah.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.